News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the fascinating northeastern part of India, each episode brings new insights and captivating stories. Here is a sneak peek at what we have in store for you today. Today, we delve into the rich customs and cultures of the Idu Mishmis of Arunachal Pradesh and take a closer look at Cherauba, the New Year festival of Manipur. We will also bring you a report on the recently concluded Arunachal Youth Parliament and explore organic farming in Mizoram. But first, let's go to our Kohima correspondent, Asuno, who has a special report on the inauguration of the Konyak Heritage Complex. In a monumental step towards promoting tourism and preserving the cultural heritage of the Konyak Naga tribe, the long-awaited Konyak Heritage Complex was inaugurated on April 5th in Mon Town. The event, led by Union Minister of State for Education and Donor, Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar, along with Nagaland Chief Minister Naipur Reo, coincided with the vibrant celebrations of the Aulyong Festival, the prime festival of the Konyak tribe. The complex stands as a tribute to the rich traditions, customs and history of the Konyak Naga people, offering visitors a unique cultural experience while preserving the region's deep-rooted heritage. Let's hear more from Asuno in Kohima.
The inauguration of the Konyak Heritage Complex marks a new chapter in Mons District's journey to becoming a cultural and tourism hub and a chance for the world to discover the beauty and history of one of Nagaland's most iconic tribes. Addressing the event, Union Minister of States for Education and Donor, Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar, lauded Konyak Heritage Site as a significant initiative dedicated to preserving and promoting the rich cultural legacy of the Konyak tribe.
This multidisciplinary site has been developed to boost tourism, support livelihoods, and ensure that future generations remains connected to their roots. Each structure within this heritage site tells a unique story of the Konyak way of life. The Konyak tribe is a shining example of cultural resilience and unity. I encourage all of us to recognize the importance of preserving such invaluable heritage of our country.
With the Konyak Heritage Complex, Mon is set to become a must-visit destination for travelers seeking to explore the vibrant traditions, scenic beauty and warm hospitality of Nagaland. For Northeast Diary, Asonyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
As we all know, different states in India celebrate their own festival marking the new year. From Ugadi in Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Karnataka to Gudi Padwa, Baisakhi, Vishu, Puthangu and Rongali Bihu, each celebration marks the beginning of the Hindu New Year. This year, festivals such as Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Poila Boishakh and Cheti Chand were celebrated on March 30th. Ushering in the new year according to the Hindu lunar calendar. In Manipur, the Sajibu Nongama Panba Cheraba was also celebrated on March 30th. Let's now hear from our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thokchom, on how the people of Manipur celebrate their new year.
In Manipur, the Cherauba, the Lunar New Year Day festival of Maitai community who follow Sanamihijam, was celebrated on March 30 across the state. The festival is considered one of the important festivals of Manipur, celebrated with great pomp and joy. On this day, the Meitei clean their houses and dress up with their fine traditional attires. Traditional cuisines were prepared and offered to the local deity along with colorful flowers and incense sticks in front of the gates, followed by exchange of the cuisine with the neighbors. On Cherauba, married daughter, sisters visited their parental homes with gifts for the male members of the family. This custom is an act of repaying the gifts received by them on the day of Ningol Chakoba, a major festival of the community. After having a hearty meal, people climb the nearest hilltops in the afternoon in the belief that people are blessed with prosperity and will also achieve greater height in life. At the end of the day, Thabal Chongba, a Manipuri folk dance, is organized by the locals across Manipur Valley. All the participants wear traditional dress and folk dance is celebrated in a grand manner. The Cherauba festival is celebrated to strengthen the relations or bonds of love and brotherhood among families, relatives, and neighbors. The Manipuri people believe what happens on the day of Cherauba occurs throughout the year. So, meeting their paternal families and relatives, gifting presents, feasting together, and being happy on this day will result in the same happening for the rest of the year. The best part of the Cherauba is maintaining cleanliness and discipline and creating positive vibe and good surrounding, which have been continuing as a tradition since time immemorial. JJ Thoksom, Akashwani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
The second edition of the Arunachal Youth Parliament 2.0 kicked off on April 3rd at the DK Hall in Itanagar and wrapped up on April 4th. This two-day forum, themed Youth Ignited, State United, aimed at empowering young minds through debates, discussions and collaborative problem-solving. Inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 2017 Mann Ki Baat call to engage youth in democracy, the AYP 2.0 saw enthusiastic participation. Here is a report from our correspondent, Kempi Reba.
The event began with an engaging debate titled Dams in Arunachal Pradesh, Catalyst for Development or Threat to Sustainability. The AYP 2.0 is inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 2017 Mann Ki Baat call to engage youth in democracy. The theme for this year is Youths Ignited, State United. The platform is open to participants aged 18 to 35 or enrolled students from recognized institutes. Addressing the gathering, patron AYP Abu Tayeng said that the parliament is designed to empower states' young minds by giving them a stage to debate, discuss and dream up solutions for their state's future. Tayeng, who also holds the post of Secretary Youth Affairs, revealed that the tone for the third edition of Arunachal Youth Parliament has already been set, seeing the overwhelming response. The inaugural session also saw the participation of Advisor to Minister, Sports and Youth Affairs, CZ Namchum, and Mebo MLA Oken Tayeng. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, convener AYP Dr. Prem Taba highlighted the journey of Arunachal Youth Parliament. Dr. Taba showed optimism that the platform will serve as the signature platform for youths and students of Arunachal Pradesh to voice their opinion.
I am Prem Taba. I am the convener of Arunachal Youth Parliament. Arunachal Youth Parliament, AYP in short, it was conceived in 2023 at the backdrop of a situation that we felt necessary to address. We felt that there are lots of youths in Arunachal, very potential youths. But although there are existing platforms, traditional platforms for placing their opinions and all, government is doing a lot of things, but we felt that there should be a signature platform, flagship platform for students and youths to debate and discuss on issues that really matter to them.
Following the resounding success of its first edition, AYP 2.0 is stepping up as a movement to harness the potential of Arunachal's youth, seen as both the keepers of its rich cultural legacy and the builders of its tomorrow. Adding an academic edge, AYP 2.0 has launched a call for papers, inviting students, scholars and researchers to submit original research papers or book chapters by April 30, 2025. For Northeast Diary, this is Kanpi Riba, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
In an exciting move to nurture the creative talent in Nagaland, Akashwani Kohima has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Task Force for Music and Arts, Government of Nagaland, to promote the state's thriving music and arts sector. Asuno brings us this report from Kohima.
The Memorandum of Understanding was officially signed on 7th of this month by Assistant Director Program of Akashvani Kohima, Abino Lasu, and Project Director of TAFMA, Dr. Hovital N. Sutu, in the presence of TAFMA Chairman Teja Meru. The MOU will be for a period of 2 years. This partnership is aimed at fostering the growth of local arts scene, providing a platform for showcasing Nagaland's rich cultural heritage and creative talents. Assistant Director Program of Akashvani Kohima, Abino Lasu, said Akashvani Kohima will produce and air dedicated radio shows that will highlight local musicians, artists and cultural promoters.
Akashvani Kohima, as a public service broadcaster, is committed to promoting local culture, talent and artistic expression through radio programming. TAFMA, as a government initiative, is dedicated to nurturing and promoting musicians, artists and the creative industry in Nagaland. Both parties recognize the importance of collaboration in providing a platform for local artists to showcase their talent and reach a wider audience. Music and art-based radio shows will be done by Akashvani Kohima to produce and broadcast dedicated programs featuring local musicians, bands, and artisans in collaboration with TAFMA. Interview and feature wills, along with TAFMA, will facilitate the artists, music experts, and cultural promoters, and this will be aired on Akashvani Kohima. The live performances and special segments will be selected. These artists may be invited for live or recorded performances, storytelling, and discussions on art and music. The promotional support will be given by Akashvani Kohima, will collaborate and assist in promoting major TAFMA events, festivals, and initiatives through announcements and jingles.
The initiative is set to bring local artists into the limelight, giving them a platform to reach a broader audience through radio broadcasts. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Mizoram, nestled in the northeastern hills of India, boasts a unique agricultural landscape influenced by topography, climate, and cultural heritage. Despite the widespread practice of traditional shifting cultivation, the state has a great potential for organic farming due to its minimal use of chemical inputs. Isaac from Akashvani Aizawl shares more on this.
In order to preserve soil and encourage sustainable growth, the Mizoram government places a high priority on organic farming. The government has continuously taken action to give farmers financial support and open up market for their goods. When it comes to exporting organic produce, Mission Organic Mizoram has achieved significant progress. 20 metric tons of ginger, 10 metric tons of chilies, and 4.2 metric tons of jackfruit were exported by the state in 2024. According to Vanal Rolupui, technical assistant with Mission Organic Mizoram, the goal of organic farming is to maintain the fertility and health of the land. By preserving its richness and halting erosion, this agricultural technique optimizes the potential of surface soil. Additionally, it gives plants and other living things a healthy habitat. Crop rotation, planting crops that improve soil fertility, fostering beneficial soil organism and properly plowing the soil to prevent disease are important techniques that farmers are taught. She also said that there has been continuous growth in organic exports.
Realizing the potential of organic farming in the northeastern region of the country, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare launched a central sector scheme entitled Mission Organic Value Chain Development for Northeastern Region for the implementation in the state of Mizoram. The scheme aims at development of certified organic production in a value chain mode to link growers with consumers and to support the development of entire value chain starting from inputs, seeds, certification, to the creation of facilities for collection, aggregation, processing, marketing and brand building initiative.
Mission Organic Mizoram currently has 27,604 enrolled farmers who raise a range of crops on 26,500 acres of land. Mission Organic Mizoram was founded in 2016 and works with service providers throughout the state to help and encourage farmers. In Mizoram, organic farming is easier to implement with locally accessible resources and is more economical and environmentally friendly. Farmers in Mizoram and the Northeast as a whole have long recognized that the ecology of future is more significant than the economy of today, and they can lead the way in this area of agriculture. For Northeast Diary, this is Isaac from Akashvani, Aizawl.
Today we are taking a fascinating journey to the heart of Dibang Valley, where the Idu Mishmis call home. These remarkable people have built a lifestyle deeply intertwined with nature, embodying sustainability in their beliefs and practices aiming at preserving biodiversity. Interestingly, the Idu Mishmi language is one of the least spoken languages globally, as recorded by UNESCO. Join our correspondent Jonomo Rando as he takes you through the distinctive attire, hairstyles, and the rich cultural heritage of the Idu Mishmis.
The Idus are living in the hill and mountainous tract and foothills of Dibang Valley, Lower Dibang Valley, and some part of plain areas of Lohit district, also settled as a permanently. The origin of the tribe is still in a mystery. However, it is speculated and believed that the Idus have might came from the East Asia and adjoining Mekong and Yangtze Valley, because all of them were Mongoloid tribe and linguistically Tibeto-Burman speaking. Their material culture is based on bamboo. They live in bamboo houses. Most of their household articles and implements are made of bamboo. They also practicing shifting method of cultivation, rice beer, dress themselves in scanty clothes. But in olden days, during the time of our forefathers, were separated that the Idus have been migrated from the border easternmost provinces of at present China. The Idus have been dispersed due to various features, the population explosion and consequent movement of tribes, inter-tribal feuds, natural calamities and quest for better land, change in subsistence occupations from food gathering to agriculture. Consequently, on this dispersal, the main group to which Idu belonged was scattered to different directions. The Idus of Arunachal Pradesh is one of the major tribes having some distinctive cultural characteristics of their own. Their society is governed by a council of elders, popularly called Abela, which is of different status. The Abela is responsible for keep maintain of peace and harmony among the members of the Idu society, and also empowered to settle disputes of any sort with the help of their customary laws. The verdict given by the Abela is usually be honored by both the parties. In this, an attempt has been made to record this unwritten verbal customary laws of the Idus with a view to give an idea about the administrative norms and procedures of smooth management of the society. Weaving system of Idus. Idu women do not use elaborate garments. Their dress consists of only two pieces of skirt, thuma and thui, which reaches from the waist down to the ankle. Like their women, Idu men do not use elaborate garments. A loincloth protects his modesty. The portion of upper part of his body, a sleeveless sort of one which is woven from cotton or wool. All women know how to produce apparel for themselves, for the family in their small waist looms. There is no fixed frame and no reel, but an interesting feature of the fabric is that only the warp is visible on the surface and very compact and thick. Weaving keeps women occupied in her leisure hours.
ji aputo ibiwe Unichi koweya dan raga maso
Fibers are extracted from malu, a nettle plant, and nabe, a small shrub. These are collected from the jungle and dried. The fibers are extracted and made into balls and then put into hot water. The ash of burnt wood is added to it and stirred with a ladle. The yarn is then taken out, washed, dried, and then put into the loom. Cotton yarns are all imported as cotton does not grow in the valley. Nowadays, yarns are available in the market in a variety of colors and at reasonable prices. The indigenous method of extraction of weaving is totally given up in the present context of Dibang Valley and Lower Dibang Valley districts. During these days, the Idus are adapted for their looms from the plants like the dyes are made from plants found in the jungle. Only three colors are made, red, green, and black. The dye is always prepared in jungle and kept secret. The color combination in short is black, red, and green. Red and black are used in diamond designs. There are different varieties of shirts which are woven in the portable loom. Etonde is a very costly garment from made of wool. Etomazo is a sleeveless shirt made with a mixture of wool and cotton yarn. Etolu, a half silk shirt, is made from the yarn extracted from Nabembo, a small shrub plant, and mixed with cotton yarn and also feel very warm. Halu is a blanket made from Malu and Nabembo fibers. It is very warm and meets the requirement of bleak winter climate. In the modern days, the development of socio-economic is one of the pivotal role. And advancement of scientific technologies impact on everywhere. Since then, Idu Mishmi have concentrated on agriculture, but slowly it became a changing now. In the urban areas, they have established a good business in different areas. And secondly, literacy rate is increasing day by day. And most of the educated unemployed youths, they have been engaged under self-employment scheme. In the rural areas, the villagers still have habits of barn and sledge shifting cultivation and their own jhum land areas. Though the rural life is not fully changed and yet to come across a lot of things has to do. In the sight of social changes, a lot of reformation has come in view of child marriage system and fine system of punishment. In the development of road communication, we need accessible master plan for connectivity of town to town and village levels. Though all Idu Mishmi are not lettered, but they know the dignity and magnanimous of the outside people.
And friends, let's enjoy the Idu Mishmi song Mitaka Chi Naga, performed by Miss Sira Mihu Meto. This beautiful song tells us the story of two young Idu Mishmi sisters traveling to their native village, reconnecting with relatives far removed from the outside world. Here is the song.
Me.
friends, with that we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week, same day, same time, to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.